the old adage that is spoken by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans in chapter 9, what can we say against him that made us? Can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me thus? Did you know that Satan was created to be destroyed? Did you know that Satan was perfect until iniquity was found in him? Yahweh knew that he would sin. And so Yahweh gave him a set of laws, and Satan broke them. Now, in the book of Job, it is Satan that repeatedly, notice this now, this is why I'm trying to tell you that when you say that Satan is God of this world, you better back it up and say, oh, he's just using this because he muscled in and took over. But he's only taken over for a short time. Now, he asked Yahweh permission to afflict Job. Yahweh agreed to let Job be tested. But Yahweh told Satan that he could not do any more than what he told him that he could do. Satan needed permission, not God. How can Satan be the God of this world if Yahweh is in control? I hope now that we'll clarify the confusion that surrounds the topic that Satan is a god of this world, which he's not. He's just come in and he's ruling when in the absence of Yahweh, he's ruling, and yet man has a choice. And most of the men are carnal, and they choose the ways of Satan. They choose the ways of deception because it's easier. Yahweh's way is a hard way. It's a straight way. It's a narrow way. It's real tough to serve Yahweh. If you're a man or a woman, and you're serving Yahweh to the point that you please him, you're going to suffer great tribulation. Yahweh is willing to let Satan tempt you and try you and punish you with afflictions just to glorify the kingdom. Now, let me dig into the Greek here just a little bit, I could even dig into the Hebrew text to understand the original meaning. And it's pretty plain. It's true when it comes to clarifying clouded issues, as you're going to see here. What is cloudy will be very clear once I apply this knowledge to you in this little study that we're going to have. So I want you to change your terminology. Don't make Satan bigger than he is. The Bible says, resist him, he'll flee. Most of the time, he just scares us. Fear has torment. He comes in and says, you're going to die. Oh, man, what a panic. But if you spend all of your life serving Yahweh for that very purpose, getting ready to die, most people spend a life getting ready to live. A wise man will spend his life getting ready to die. We all got to die. So don't let somebody tell you you're going to die, because they don't know that. Oh, yeah, you may have something that was predictably called a fatal disease. But you know what the Bible says? Yahweh is a healer of all diseases and is near to them that call upon him with all their heart and all their mind and all their soul. Now, to understand what the Scripture means when it calls the devil the god of this world, you need to look into the English translation and dig out the text behind the translation. If you will look at two primary Greek words that the King James Bible translates into the word world, there are four words translated into the word world. But there are two which apply to the subject. These Greek words are eon and cosmos. just knowing that four different words translated into world tells us that there is more to this study that we're giving you than would appear at the first glance. Eon. Now, the A is silent, but it has an E sound. Eon, pronounced Aeon, literally means a period of time and can be translated as world, and we'll give you an example. This is what the King James down in there. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. What does it mean not to be conformed to this world? The Greek word is aeon. To understand, let me compare these several passages that I'm going to give you in the King James. In this illustration, it's the King James translation. Now, notice this. Matthew 13:49. So it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just. Now, it's Matthew 13:49 in the seed chapter. But notice this. That word world is again mistranslated. What it's supposed to be is, here's the actual reading in the Greek, so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and separate the wicked from the just. Now everybody thinks that it's going to be the just going to be raptured out, but the Bible says that the wicked are going to be separated and the righteous will remain. And the righteous will inherit the earth because it belonged to Yahweh. It never did belong to Satan. He's just here as a temporary figure, and he is here to rule and reign if you let him. Notice this one, Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, we know that the word age, Satan is the god of this age, to confront you while you're here to confront him. See, the Bible says that Satan is angry at those and went out to make war with the saints of them that love him and feared him and kept his commandments. Now, his commandments are not grievous, but his commandments separate you from the world. What makes you different in this age? Do you know that you're different if you really have Yahweh? Notice this one. This is a very favorite scripture of mine. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Notice, he's going to raise us far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Verse 20, when he worked in the Messiah, whom he raised from the dead, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, Titus 2:12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, see, that's what's wrong with the Christians. They like to be ungodly. It's a temptation, just like everything that's put here is tempting for you to do evil. It's very easy to do evil. It seems like it has more rewards. And it also has lust that draw our flesh man away. But if we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Now, soberly don't necessarily mean not being high on alcohol. Soberly, meaning that you live in a sober environment or an age where you can think right. Now, I don't approve of people being alcoholics, but soberly is the word chosen here, meaning steady or steadfast. We should live steady and steadfast and godly in this present age. Now, these passages that I just give you makes it clear that there is a time or an age in which we live, and that applies to the passages. this present world is based on a system that is at war with the Creator, Yahweh. We're not talking about the physical earth, as we will see shortly. The physical world is identified by a completely different word. The world is a limited time or rebellion against God. Satan may be the God of this world, but not the God of this earth. You see that? He don't own it. Yahweh owns the earth and everything in it. That does not mean that Satan is a god. It means that he is worshipped by the world as a god. And most of the world does not knowingly worship Satan, for they are deceived, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me read it to you. Whose minds the god of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of the Messiah, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Now, right there is the key to this whole matter. Do not give ground, stand fast. Resist the devil, hold what you've got. If it's only a promise of his word is forever settled, nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. So strive to enter in at the straight gate. Make sure of your calling. Put your root down deep. When the winds come, when the rains come, and when the evils of the world come against you, you are rooted, you're grounded in the earth that belongs to Yahweh. Have your temple and have your mind always having an answer, that you may glorify Yahweh and that you should shine through your testimony. For you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am the Creator. I am the Savior. Though you did not know me, I girded you and brought you forth. You see, Satan has blinded the eyes of the glorious gospel, which would shine there. Satan has blinded people's eyes by persuading them that he's the god of this earth, or the god of this world. He's not. He's the god of the age. This age is fixing to change. Satan may be their god, or the one they worship, but he is not a god. The Bible clearly identifies Satan as an angel. When the world rejects the truth, then when truth rejects the word, is a better way, then that Satan, who is 90% truth and 10% error, and they are blinded then by misinformation or almost or seem right way, and he will do anything in his grasp to keep his followers from seeing the glory of the Messiah and the hope of this age, that they will never be persuaded to turn to the truth. Therefore, Satan blinds them, and there must first be a rejection of the truth. If you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11, and for this reason, Yahweh will send them, those who are blinded, those who are delusional, those who deny that they should live godly, and those who tend to want worldly lust, and to refrain from living soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. That's God himself, not Satan now. Yahweh will send them a strong delusion that they may believe the lie, that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, that goes to the church world today. Did you know that Satan goes to church? Did you know that Satan likes to worship Yahweh? long as you do it Satan's way, and yet you think it's the true way, and Satan will deceive you with the lie, and that reason, Yahweh, since you've been given to the lie, he'll turn you over to reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned. Because they who did not believe the truth had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, don't reject the truth if you're blind. Keep your mind open. If your brother or sister come to you and give you truth, and it's different from what you've ever been taught and what you believe, it sounds so strange that you say, there's not a Chinaman's chance that that's right. But if you'll keep an open mind and let that seed of understanding sprout, first will come the blade, and then it'll grow up. And then you can see plainly that the seed turned into the most wonderful truth, and yet nobody will want to eat off of your fruit that you've manifested. They won't hear your word. They'll turn you out as evil. They will reject your truth. But Yahweh wants you to go down the path of love. That's the straight and narrow path. If we love the truth, Yahweh will reveal himself to us and give us more. If we reject the truth, now, that can come from a brother or sister. You better be slow to speak and quick to hear when you hear things that are not as a common or something that you've never heard, and it sounds so outrageous, but it has the gleam of truth when you get down and glean it out, when you get down and sift the wheat and blow off the chaff and remove the veil. Yahweh allows Satan to bind us, and the Bible said he takes us captive at his will through the carnal mind. However, when the truth comes, or a witness comes and gives you truth you've never heard, you are going to grow rapidly if you will hear more. But if you can't receive the truth, the little truth that you hear, now when a little babe, you gotta think of the babe. I've had so many people so hungry, they just couldn't get enough of this wonderful truth when it's revealed to them. Sometimes they overeat. Sometimes they overreact. Sometimes they want to go straight to the church where they were raised and just bless them out. And all you're doing is heaping trouble upon yourself. Slow yourself down when you hear the truth. Let it sink deep into your heart. Now, if you observe the original text, the word eon indicates that this world is only a period of time. Satan may have the power of influence among those who have rejected the truth, for many will follow his ways, if you will, and they don't love the truth, because it's easier to keep their tradition, just like we're fixing to have here on the first day of spring, if you will. We're having the equinox here, and then the world age people who love Easter are fixing to gather up and have Easter eggs and go through these ritual covenants of observing not the original word of Passover in its time frame. Satan will change the time frame and give you a heavy dose of Semrat. The children love it. I just do it for the children. Glory to God. I know it's not the Bible, but it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. And Yahweh's against it. He's against Christmas. Don't take a tree and decorate it and set before it and worship it and put presents under it and act like it's your worshiping the Messiah, when he said in his word in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, not to do such things. And yet people have done it so long, it seems right. That's where you get a seem-right way. And ladies and gentlemen, in a seem-right way, it's not the way of Yahweh. Anything that we have, we can make a god out of it. All we have to do is submit our allegiance to this tradition. And it may seem right. You may feel good when you go to church. You may cry when the preacher tells a sad story. Or you may laugh when he tells something comical. But ladies and gentlemen, if he'll preach the word to you, it'll cut you to the heart, and it will take you to fall upon your face by observing the original text and praying and seeking, and Satan will be cast out of your traditional body. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful to know that we pass from death unto life when we love Yahweh. Now, let's go to the next word that we're going to review here. The cosmos. Cosmos is, again, usually translated into the English word world. The Bible makes a clear distinction between the physical world and the world system, or age of rebellion. Cosmos means the physical world. Cosmos can be identified, or used to identify, the earth, the universe, or the arrangement of the stars, which nobody will take a look at. They think it's witchcraft. The context identifies which of these is being referenced. Now, let me give you a passage that refers to the world or cosmos. Matthew chapter 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. You are the light of the cosmos, not the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father ain't in him. You see that? The cosmos. Yet our English word world has a lot of people confused because they say that Satan is a godless world, and actually he's not. The word is eon. He's just a super angel here fallen, acting like he's God. He said to Eve, the day that you eat it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like us. You'll be like gods. Like God. Satan turned everybody into anti-Christ or anti-God or anti-Yahweh. John 1:29, let me give you another one. The next day, John saw the Messiah coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the cosmos. Not the world, but it's translated world. And John 8:23, he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Or you are of this age, but I am not of this age. John 8:23. When we accept the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, as our Savior, and we become a child of the King, we're born from above. We leave the world, or the eon, but we didn't leave the world of the cosmos. Yahweh takes us out of the world system that is in rebellion against Him, but He commands us to remain a light to the world that continues to call others into His salvation and show them the way. We leave the world system. We're not like the world. We don't love the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So what do? We take our differences and congregate to like-minded people. Satan is never called the God of the cosmos. He is only called the God of the eon. When we examine these two words, you can see a clear distinction. Now notice this, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is going to capture those who are feeble-minded, or they're easily persuaded, or they were born in tradition. translated into world, and I want to mention those to you. The word chronos means time. This is where we get our word chronology. In the King James Bible, this word is translated again, world. In 2 Timothy, verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 9. He who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to works, but according to his own purposes and grace, which was given us in the Messiah before the world began. Now, wait a minute here. Who saved us before the world began? Who called us with a holy calling before the world began? See that? From the cosmos, we run. Before the world, we were. After this world, or after this age, we are. Now, let me give you another one here. Now, you better hang on to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who saved us and called us with a holy calling before the world began. Not according to our works before the world began, but according to his own purpose and grace before the world began. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, it translates the same word as times, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, chronos, but was manifest in these last times, chronos, for you. The same word, but translated two different ways. It doesn't directly apply to the study, but it bears mentioning for the sake of thoroughness. Ladies and gentlemen, the King James is weakly translated. Most of the time, we get a misunderstanding through the King James because of a lack of proper translation, or the words that have replaced the original changes the subject. Oh, man. Romans 10:18. But I say, have they not heard? Why, yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Luke 4 and 5. Then the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. Now, let's put it together. You can draw a conclusion that Yahweh is on the outside looking in. But let's look at it together. Now notice, do not be conformed to this world, eon, but be transformed at the end of this age. The angels will separate the wicked from the just. Teach others that I have commanded you, and be confident because I am with you until the end of the age. We should live godly and soberly in this present world and in this age of the cosmos, because it's passing away. And all the lust in him will pass away. The devil, who is the god of this age, not the god of this world, has blinded those who did not believe, so that they cannot see the glory of the Messiah, Yahweh in the flesh body. He's the Lamb that takes away the sins of the age. You are the light of the cosmos, which has been set on a hill, so the light cannot be hidden. Your calling was foreordained before the foundation of the world, or the cosmos. Oh my. But was made manifest to you in these last times. You were called by grace, and not by your works, before the foundation of the world. According to his purpose, it was given before the chronos began. His word has gone throughout the inhabited earth. You are the light of the cosmos to reflect and point those who leave the age or the eon to see that the torture stake was for his covering of your sins by his own blood. He saved you before the foundation of the world with a holy calling. Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at the world with the intent that you know that Satan is the god of this world. Just look at it as he has been given an age to work in, and that he's about his father's business. He's doing the things that he was called to do, and he's going to continue doing these things. Now, I want to ask you a question. How is Satan the god of this world, as it's recorded in 2 Corinthians, mistranslated in 4 and 4? Now, let me give you the answer. The phrase god of this world, or god of this age, indicates that Satan is the major influence on the mindset expressed by the ideals, the opinions, the goals, the hopes, the views of the majority of the people. See, they all go down to the First Baptist, and they've been going down there for 300 or 400 years. They believe that they're right because they've always done it this way. And so it seems right. Again, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. I'm going to repeat that for you. This is very important. These words I'm giving to you would change your whole outlook because it has a different reflection when you put the proper words involved that Satan is not the god of this earth, but because this earth belongs to Yahweh. Satan is a power for this age to tempt you, to try you, to chastise you, to challenge you, and to prove you. If you will stay strong, if you will work while it's light, if you will press toward the mark and the high calling, if you will lean on him, because he's not going to fall, if you will trust him in the storm, when all of the earth around you seems to be out of focus. It is not out of focus because Yahweh built it to be inhabited by his people. The Bible says expressively that Yahweh made the earth for his people. Now, Satan has come to challenge you on that. Now, are you the rightful landowner? Are you in trust with Yahweh? Or has Satan mortgaged your property and filed a lien against it, and now saying that he's going to take your property? I'm talking about your heavenly soul, basically, comparing the natural things. You know, everybody's got a home. Most everybody carries a mortgage, unless you're rich. Then they've probably got a mortgage on something else, or they may be holding your mortgage, and they rule over you through riches. They created a way that seems right. And so then, this example of worshiping on Saturday and Sunday. Now, tomorrow is Sunday. Today is the seventh day. The seventh day people are in the prince of the power of the air through deception. They think that Saturn day is the seventh day because it says so on the Gregorian calendar. And they will not, I repeat, they will not go to the biblical calendar to indicate what day the seventh day falls upon. Now, the references that I'm going to give you is very plain. In the 46th chapter of the book of Ezekiel is the perfect plan. Yahweh was going to close the gates to the city on a new moon. Now, we just had a new moon here on the 16th. We had a Sabbath ending on the 15th. The Sabbaths for March are Monday, the 1st, Monday the 8th, and Monday the 15th. And the new moon came in on the 16th, and now the Sabbath will be the 23rd of this month, and will end the Sabbath on a full moon on the 30th. Now, you say, oh, Pastor, that's just too complicated. I don't really understand it. See, that's the power of the serpent of paradise. He promised you this world and give it to you, but he set the world up the way he wants you to see it, through the rose-colored glasses of tradition. Satan is a liar, John 8:44. He's a murderer, John 8:44. His children are liars, John 8:44. They're murderers, John 8:44. So then, a false philosophy. It's a belief that man can earn God's favor by certain act or acts, or in keeping Saturday or Sunday would give them some kind of a special favor because they feel like that they're keeping the proper fourth day commandment, or the fourth commandment of Saturday or Sunday for the Gregorian calendar, which is nothing but a lie. Satan has given men philosophy. He's given them a time change calendar, and they watch it faithfully. Boy, when Friday night comes, they gathered up. I know Seventh-day Adventists, they follow Ellen White. They're disciples of her. And I know a lot more Seventh-day Adventists that do not favor Ellen, but they still keep Saturday. We know that those people that claim to be Jews, most of them have moved, and I did a series on the Khazars, how that they have tricked the world, or fooled the world, into saying that they're God's chosen people that are not. But are liars, again, John 8:44. Children of a lie, children of a Cain, and children that murder. They'll murder your influence. They'll talk about you. They'll hate you. They'll despise you. And because the world believes them, you are now in the minority. Remember when you were illuminated? Remember when the light turned on? Remember when you got the message? Remember how strange it felt? And they don't really, they think it's strange that you don't come to church on Saturday no more. Or you don't come on Sunday no more. And you tell them that you keep it through the lunar calendar, they'll say, well, what do you do that for? I don't know. We don't go by that old moon up there. That old moon up there. That old moon up there. When the Bible says in Genesis 1:14 that the moon was a beacon, and it was a time set. Just like here we are today on the vernal equinox. All around the world, the time changed into the green ears of barley. That only indicates, people say, well, you can't keep Sabbath now on the lunar. Now, these are the heirs of the lunar people that keep the calendar of the green ears of the barley. They think because there's no barley up over in Jerusalem because of weather delays that it delays the moon up there. It don't. If you will notice, Yahweh was giving you a period of time in Abib, which means the period of green ears, and somewhere within that 30 days, you will see the green ears. So look for the error, the time slot of the green ears, and you will know when you see the green ears that you start looking for the time of the equinox. And it's always a universal predictor. It is the same around the earth to every people, irregardless of where they're stationed. With the time change, now here's how the world did it on Saturday and Sunday. They drew an artificial, an imaginary, international dateline. And when time falls before, but when it falls after, it's two different days at the point of where it meets. This brought confusion, and that's what Yahweh called Babylon. They got the calendar of Babylon, and it's a calendar of confusion. And yet, when they put it up on the wall for you and figure out the dates, you're not so confused. You say, well, I know, Pastor, but I know today's Saturday, glory to God. I know it's the 20th day of March, because my calendar says so. Does it tell you that it's the spring equinox? No, it didn't. I never thought of that. What does that for? See, they caused you to forget Yahweh's times by changing them, and Satan set upon the mouth of the congregation and ruled over them with a time change. If he can't get you on Saturday, get you on Sunday. If he can't get you on Saturday and Sunday, get you on Friday. Those are the 3 days that most religions worship, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and it's a falsehood, a false philosophy, that man has done this and thinks he's doing God a favor by figuring out what time God should rest. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that he rested on the seventh day, and that the time of counting begins at the first of the moon? Blow the trumpet in the new moon. Now, we just had one, as I say, on the beginning, on the night of the 15th, and went down on the night of the 16th. There's the new moon. Mark that one now. Now, you go a full time span through the moon cycles, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, on the Hebrew. Now, if you cross-match it to the Gregorian, a lot of people don't understand the mathematics of this, can get deceived. However, people are so indoctrinated with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that if you give them anything else other than that calendar, then they lose track of time. And, of course, their jobs in this world, or in this age, if you will, where Satan has taken over this age to rule through evil and through deception and through tradition. Through evil and through deception and through tradition. That's how Satan rules. That's how he become the god of this age rather than the god of the world. He's ruling today with many people deceived, and there's a way again that seems right, but it is the end of death. Now, if you receive anything from Yahweh, it has to be backed up with the word in the mouth of two or three scriptures. It has to be related to the scriptures. Once you get a firm hold on this doctrine, it's very hard. I've got disciples that follow my teachings, and they find it very exciting. Yet they find themselves alone. They find themselves, through the week, nowhere to go. You can't join the world. You come out of the world. You're in an age that Satan is ruling in this wickedness of this world, because Yahweh didn't love it. You say, well, God so loved the world. You know what that says? Ladies and gentlemen, that can't be true, because he said, if you love the world, my spirit is not in you. Now, if his spirit didn't love the world, that's what he said. If you love the world, my spirit is not there. Now, if his spirit is there, you don't love the world. You don't love this wicked age. The god of this world is Satan. He pushes a false philosophy into the world through tradition, through deception, and through evil. And men loved wickedness, deception, and evil more than they love good. It don't reward you to be good. It don't reward you. And you don't get a slap on your back when you stay home and keep the lunar calendar and don't show up at the church down on 5th Street or 1st Street, 2nd Street, or wherever it's at. 99% of the church world people are going to church today or tomorrow. 99%. Now, there's a small percentage of those who didn't fall for the traditions, who come out of the world, who hated the world. They'd love to, they'd better be alone than to conform to the world and go through this demonic tradition that the spirits are in today. Do you believe that Satan had to get Yahweh's permission before he could attack you. Once you get Yahweh's spirit in you, Satan has got permission to attack you. Remember this. He went out to make war with those who loved Yahweh and kept his commandments. That's that simple. You start being a commandment keeper. You start keeping the right Sabbath. You start calling on the right name. You get out of the Easter egg hunting business and speak out against it. You quit following Tammuz or Jesus. You come out of her, and then you're alone. Did you know that with knowledge comes sorrow? I've called most of my brothers and sisters from time to time, and I know exactly where they're at, and I know what they're doing. They just can't seem to conform to the world. They've changed. They come out of the world. They no longer love the world. And by doing so, they become lonely people. I get letters from people that tell me that they're sitting alone, but they got faith. They worship, they read their Bibles, they work on the calendars, they study to make themselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's so wonderful to know the truth, because the truth will make you free. The truth, when you put on all the armor of Yahweh, you can take your stand against the devil and all of his tradition, all of his evil, all of his sin right ways. You've got something greater in you than is greater in the world. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down on the great state of Mississippi tonight. By their love, they have sent you my message of eons. Ladies and gentlemen, time of eons. How many eons have we got until the return of the one that owns this earth? The one that hates this world, the present evil system. But he owns this earth. He's going to cleanse it with fire. The Satan tracks and the deceived people are going to be triggered out of here. They're going to be raptured away. And then the righteous that remain will worship here for eons that never end. What a wonderful promise. Praise Yahweh. You can write me tonight. Let me give you my address real quickly. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now, you can also call me tonight. I'm live, preaching you the gospel live. Every message I've done on WWRV has been live, in person, right up to the moment that you might get the spirit message for the moment and for eons and the age that we live in. Don't never say that Satan is a god of this world because you're mistranslating the scripture. He's the god of this age. But when this age ends, the righteous age begins. For evil will be put down. Satan will be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Aren't you glad? Oh, my. Hallelujah. I love you. May Yahweh bless you.
Magnify Yahweh, for he is worthy to be praised. Yahweh. good night.